Hello.
Hi, I got a missed call from this number.
Yes, it was for Emma Jean Hamilton. She was calling because she had went down to Citizens Bank to try to get her printout for 5 years from the bank statement, but they was letting her know that her bank was only open from 2019 and was closed from 2022. And then the guy also said that he gave her a business card and said the only way that they do that now, because their system changed, is you was to send an email stating that you needed that paperwork. And he gave her the business card with information on it for him to give to you guys.
Okay. Firstly, wait just a second, please.
Phyllis.
Who am I speaking with now, please?
Mackenzie.
This is Mackenzie?
Yes.
Okay, so which phone number is this? Because I don't have this phone number on file.
My phone is on the charger. I'm using my cousin's phone.
Okay, so that 2207 number.
All the numbers are still connected because Emma don't have a phone. So we all use different phones for her. So it don't matter, but Emma's still, I'm with her right now. We just came from the bank.
Okay, is this the main number that I should be calling?
No. You don't have to. We just called them because we just got some information that we had to share with you.
Okay.
Emma Jane is right here. We just came back to the bank.
I just sent you a text, Mackenzie, to the 2207 number that they're missing her doctor's form and they need to get it filled out.
So you see the paperwork that you send and then do what with it?
Seriously, like what is happening
here? I'm sorry, I'm trying to get in touch with you. It seems like there's like a little bit of a miscommunication here because I can't really get in touch with you. I don't know. I
said I'm standing here with Emma Jean.
Okay.
The
That's
patient
good.
Is right here.
Okay. Just a second, please. So the financial documents, you're already starting to collect those?
No. The guy said he gave her a business card and said that he can't give out any bank statements unless y'all faxed to him that y'all needed them. And he gave us a business card for you to fax him and stating that y'all needed Emma Jean 5 years mm-hmm. bank statements, and she only had her bank only been open from 2019 to 2022,
right.
And it was closed.
Right.
So they wanted to know, like, how did they want to proceed about that, because they was confused. So he gave us a business card with his email and stuff on it. Said, call the lady and have the lady reach out to us so we can get a better understanding and we could just fix it right then and there to her. Because we don't give it out to y'all in the hands no more. They say they stopped that last year.
Okay, so they need a letter stating that we need the bank statements?
Yes.
Okay. Did Emma Jean have her second assessment already?
I'm not sure. I think that's on February 6th.
Okay. Is it possible that maybe you're going through another agency? Because I haven't gotten any of that information, and I didn't tell you anything about the financial documents yet.
No, but the broker did. We called you yesterday. We told you yesterday, and you told us to call a broker.
Okay. Yeah, the broker did. Okay, fine. And then February 6th, you scheduled that with, they called you at the Area Agencies on Aging today?
They been called me. They been did all that last week.
Sorry?
I said they did all that last week.
Okay, so when was the...
Oh, my God, miss. I'm going to have to call you back. My period just came on. I'm going to call you back.